This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Is social media podcasting? Find out next on the Avaya Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
By definition, according to Wikipedia, social media refers to an interaction among people in which they create, share, and/or exchange information and ideas in virtual communities and networks. While most people would think that interaction portrays a two-way conversation using the originating media, I'll argue that any conversation that's sparked by a media interaction should be considered as social media, as well as the original media content. Actually, when you think about it, podcasting is really nothing more than a form of audio blogging. For the past 4 years, I've produced podcasts on a weekly basis, delivering them in three multimedia formats: MP3 audio podcasts, a written blog, and occasionally a YouTube video, which may or may not include some additional graphical elements. Now, the MP3 audio podcast has always been the foremost consumer of my material. I believe this is due to the fact that the media itself is highly transportable and consumable on a multitude of devices. Because of the ease of distribution and, most importantly, redistribution on other mainstream social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter, the podcast reaches out to thousands each and every week. Let's face it, you can publish the most interesting newspaper in the world, but without a delivery mechanism, no one is going to read your paper. Now, just as the internet has taken on the role of the digital delivery person, podcasts have gone one step further and removed the requirement to even have to read the material. You just sit back and listen. How easy is that? Heck, you're doing it right now. The media can reside on just about any device, including our car stereos, smartphones, and tablets. Just by pressing play, you can consume that material while doing other important tasks, such as driving. Podcasts are also great for blocking out that screaming five-year-old on a six-hour flight in the middle seat in coach while headed to the opposite coast. Also, despite the fact that many people are starting to work from home, many still do commute each and every morning and evening. This makes the podcast a perfect form of media to pop on the radio or in your smartphone or tablet, allowing you to learn new topics while you're crawling along inch by inch in bumper-to-bumper traffic. After all, if you're going to be stuck somewhere, you might as well make that time as productive as possible. And with an MP3 loaded on your smart device, since content can be downloaded well in advance of your trip, internet connectivity is not even a requirement. For my listeners, a 5 to 10 minute podcast seems to be the most popular. What a great way to get a quick fix on a targeted subject where you focus on the salient and relevant points. This lets you take sips if you're thirsty, when you're thirsty, and doesn't force you to drink from the proverbial fire hose to where your attention to detail and retention of content might be compromised. Is Podcasting Social Media has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Our executive producer is Jean J.T. Turjan. Producer and Latin American correspondent is Guadalupe Eugeni. The APN legal advisor is attorney Martha Beyer, and the official APN voice dude is none other than Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN Program and Creative Director. Be sure to follow us on the web at avaya.com/APN, and you can catch us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.